Kyla Damman works with youth at the Recreation and Education Cooperative, better known as the Rec Room. She says teenagers have come up to her with no place to sleep, and helping them find a place to stay is complicated.
Basically, if you take in someone that age without parent permission, it's considered harboring a minor. So there's a lot of hoops to jump through with that, and there's not really a whole lot of places for them to go.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District says the number of homeless students is increasing. There are programs to help homeless students, such as the District Students and Transition Program, which helps students who lack stable or adequate housing. There's also the Safe Families for Children program, which gives parents an opportunity to put their kids in a safe place while facing a temporary crisis. There are also some exceptions to allow people to take minors in without parental permission. But there are no shelters in Homer open to teenagers.
Most homeless youth have couches to sleep on, so they can hop around from friends to friends and stay with different families and whatever. There was like one instance in particular where somebody was given a tent and went to go sleep in a park before the campground opened and then like couldn't sleep there.
So Damon and the head of the local Safe Families for Children chapter started the Homelessness Action Group in September. A similar organization in Homer existed in the past.
My goal with being a part of a group or starting a group is that we can find a solution to giving people beds.
The group has held two meetings so far, and it plans to continue to meet once a month. By the spring, Damon hopes its plans for a teen shelter will become more concrete. The group is also starting a fund to help homeless teens who come to the Rec Room. It also plans to hold a resource event in January and will offer resources such as clothes, cab vouchers, and medical care. But the Homelessness Action Group isn't the only one seeing an increase in need. David Nofziger is the board president of the Homer Community Food Pantry. He says the pantry has seen more people coming through its doors in recent years.
2017 was about 10% more households than were in 2016. This year, we have had essentially the same number of households come in the 10 months that have passed that we had all year last year. So we're going to have more total households this year again.
Nofziger says not everyone who utilizes the food pantry services comes regularly. He says there is a large number of area residents who come in a handful of times per year. But he says regulars are coming more often than in the past. He adds clients also often need more than just food. Sherry Stead, a board member of the pantry, says that's why the organization offers additional services.
We provide needed emergency assistance, including heating oil, wood. In the summer, we have camping gear that we give out if people need camping gear.
The pantry says it also gives financial assistance so people can afford prescription medication and partners with other organizations to help those coming through its doors find and pay for housing. The pantry also recently started offering a number of kids a backpack of food weekly. But Stead says one of the biggest changes is the board hiring a staff member this summer. The pantry used to pay a few people to help clean, but otherwise, it relied solely on volunteers.
So we do have the paid coordinator now, half-time, and that has really allowed us to offer more to our clients.
The food pantry is holding its annual Empty Bowls fundraising luncheon on November 9th. The Homelessness Action Group is hosting an ecstatic dance fundraiser Friday at K-Bay Cafe. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.